You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, greetings, friends, and welcome back. We're doing a series continuing on. This is part two of God's Daytimer. Very soon it'll make sense what I'm talking about. I talked about the hyperinflation in Weimar, Germany that started taking place, around 1914. And how by 1921, Germany was borrowing money as fast as they could get their hands on it, printing it on the printing presses, devaluating it, much like is what's going on today, causing hyperinflation and the craziness, and how this was 100% orchestrated, 100% planned, and the government knew exactly what they're doing, just like I believe is happening today. In fact, I think that they're using the playbook of what they did in Weimar, Germany, to orchestrate this fiasco that they're getting ready to roll out on everybody today. Except today it'll be much easier because you don't even have to print the money. You just create it in a computer and spread it out into the population. And I might do a show on usury, interest, debt, and the evil and how it's a biblical violation. But that's not what this show is about because I'm trying to get to the main point. But with all this planned craziness going on, in a new pandemic right around the corner. See, they would have already sprung this on us, but they kind of blew it last time because most people have figured out that they lied to them. They would have already rolled out their new vaccinations, clot shots, death shots, whatever you want to kill them. But so many people fell for this back in 2020. That they're going to have a harder time today. See, they've got to do more preparation. I think that they got to get this digital currency rolling if they're going to really try and enforce it, so they can bring in the system that's going to become the mark of the beast. They've got to get more laws passed. They got to be able to control more people. But when they do let the next pandemic loose on the population, it's going to be worse. It's going to be quote-unquote, more deadly. It's going to require laws that force people to take this. And unfortunately, just like what happened in 2020, the mass of the population will line up and roll up their sleeves. They'll believe the lies. They'll believe the next Anthony Fauci. And they'll just roll over and play dead, like the churches should have stood up to the government and said, not, no, heck no. But they didn't. They closed their doors. They knuckled under. They followed all of the supposed guidelines with their social distancing and shutting down services, closing everything up, locking it down, instead of standing up and saying, no, we're going to follow God and not man. They followed man. They knuckled under. So I learned a lot from this. We never shut down. We never obeyed, but they did, and it was wrong. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.